We're going to make plays. We're going to play hard. We're going to do what we got to do. O-line, D-line, toughness, 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 toughness.
Hey, Buckeye Nation. Welcome to the Buckeye Cast, your only commercial-free Ohio State football podcast. These guys were born and bred in the Buckeye State, and they like to talk Buckeye football and drink bourbon. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcast. Now, pour a drink and pull up a stool. Here's your host, Joe Warwick.
Yeah, show's back, folks. Enjoy.
Okay, so what do we think about Iowa?
I'm excited. Iowa is a very flat, I would say rolling hills kind of place. Very nice people. Girls are large, so if you're okay with that, it's okay. I saw your girl get chlamydia. In Iowa City once.
Well, leave it in.
So, there's that. Went through Ames. Ames is pretty aimless.
Time out.
You Iowa City. What? If you could see somebody getting a disease, I saw it.
He saw the conception of the disease. Transfer.
The passage. The passage of the vermin.
The little Kevin vermin.
Those girls vermin. Like to party, though. I'll tell you, those Iowa City girls, and they could put away some shots. It'll cost you a bit, but you just have to take them to a cheap place where, you know, shots are cheaper. So
there was a Des Moines girl that I had a great night with.
Oh, what? Yeah. Stinky P, right? Stinky P.
Not what she introduced herself as.
That's what she's known around the locale as. Anyway, yeah.
No, Sean, she was hot.
Yeah, she was hot. Oh. Won't take that away from her.
Well, yeah, she was a slobbering drunk, but she was hot.
Yeah, Monday through Sunday.
I didn't make any plans to bring her back here with me. Okay, it was a nice thing for the weekend. Believe it in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was enough. That's enough Iowa talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the football game? The football team. That's kind of what I was getting at.
You know? We'll circle back around and tie the whole thing together. Tonight on tonight's show, folks. We're all pretty wasted, except for Sean, and Jeff's been talking just liberally about things I don't care about. Next Buckeye game is at Indiana on ABC, 7:30. Buckeyes, that's a PM game, not an AM, PM. Buckeyes going to Memorial Stadium, sorry. Should put on my readers in the Bloomingdale's, Indiana. Tom Allen in his fifth year. They are 2-4 in overall, 0-3 in Big Ten play. Just got smacked around by Sparty. I watched that game.
Ugh.
Yeah, won some money on the live betting, by the way. So thank you.
What, that you didn't kill yourself before the end?
Well, that wasn't an option, but I definitely would have put money on that. That was a tough watch. So injuries for Indiana coming. I mean, us going there. Michael Penis still down with a broken penis. Their corner, their stud corner, Taiwan Mullen. Still out, apparently.
Oh, really?
Not sure. He was a game time decision last week, but didn't play. No, it wouldn't have mattered. I'm not sure Michael Penis delivers that for you. He's a little light in that area. I'm not a big fan personally. He's obviously injury prone.
He's never healthy. He's never 100%. I mean,
when's the last time he finished a game?
I mean, he hasn't finished a season since he's been in college. You know, just one of those dudes you just not can't depend on. And
he's not tiny. He's fucking 6'3", like 210 or 220.
You know, like those quarterbacks, like Robert Griffin. You know, some of those quarterbacks, they just don't know how to not get hit the absolute hardest way possible.
Yeah.
Like, they just take every hit. Yeah.
I think they're Italian.
Soft G. Yeah.
If it feels right. Their offense is putting up like 340 yards a game. That's like 107th in the country.
Yeah, we shouldn't be concerned much about their offense at all.
No, rushing is like 98th in the country. Passing is 88th in the country. Scoring, they're putting up 22 points a game. So it really is a question of, can they score with us? Apparently, it doesn't look so good for them. They have 8 returning starters. This quarterback conundrum for them is Michael Penix versus Jack Tuttle. I would lean, probably be smart for them to play Tuttle, thrower.
I bet they just end up riding Tuttle out for a season. Yeah, I don't know what Penix's injury status is. Like, if he's eligible to be back.
They kept it under, under wraps. Sure, they're just saying out indefinitely with a separated shoulder, but it's not his throwing shoulders.
So. It seems like opposite game plans, not opposite, but there's different game plans for those two style quarterbacks. So I understand the gamesmanship of keeping it under wraps.
Well practiced by Ohio State, by the way.
Sure, sure. It's their defense. That's really our concern. It's how exotic, all that crazy shit they're going to try.
Right. We'll get to that. So the running back, Stephen Carr, is decent. He's got like 440 yards, 4 touchdowns. You always got, Fry Fogle and the tight end Hendershot. Out there as your pass catchers, so those guys are solid. They're not gonna light the world on fire.
Talk shit about Fry Fogle. We can't talk shit about Fry Fogle.
Why can't he light the world? Yeah, why can't he light the world on fire? Fry Fogle destroyed us.
Okay. I don't know.
He did last year. Did I mean he was. He was taking every money he wanted in our secondary last year.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, guys like Diamante, Legal, Penix, they figure out how to throw all over our ass. They all do. Those Indiana quarterbacks, I don't know what it is with them. I think this is our best chance to shut them down. But, I mean, we make nonsense quarterbacks look amazing in this game more often than I'd like to
admit. That Xavier Diamante, is that his name?
Something like that.
Yeah, that guy was hot.
Xander, something like that.
Yeah,
they're going to come out with some weird shit. You know, Tom Allen will get them. That'll be their Super Bowl. Shorthand.
But they, they just got their fucking asses kicked by Sparty. Their defense is decent. You don't think?
They were up at the half. They got almost 100 more yards than Sparty. Sparty had like a return touchdown. And, I mean, it was a 5-point game. I don't think that's an ass kicking. That was a football game.
We jumped out big on them, and then they just came back.
Who?
I'm talking to this weekend. That was a football game.
I'm talking about our game last year. Sorry, I jumped to ours in Indiana last year. But no, I missed most of the Michigan State game this past weekend. Just saw the fourth quarter, so kind of monitoring the score. It looked like it was anybody. It seemed just looking at the scores, it was anybody's game for most of it. I didn't get too much in depth.
Well, Indiana did do a good job of shutting down Kenneth Walker. Dude was averaging like $150 a game. They held him down to 84 yards on 23 total carries. So
total for the game, under 100. Yeah, wow, yeah. Okay.
So legit defense, definitely. Not legit offense is how I would phrase it. They're 38th in the country in yards allowed per game. And same with yards. What the fuck? Oh, yards rushing, yeah. Passing, they'll give up a little bit more, but who doesn't? And scoring, they're actually allowing almost 27 points a game, which is not great as far as it ranks in the national stats. Nine returning starters, they run a 4-2-5. They give up 5.1 yards per play. They're going to blitz us and blitz some more. They blitz on 47% of defensive plays. And I think last year I remember our coaches saying after the game, it was like 80 to 85%.
Of that game, right.
Against us.
Yeah.
So studs, they got Micah McFadden, that middle linebacker is a freak, and that broken thumb. I love how the announcers love to just rail on that broken thumb, like the guy can't play defense with a broken thumb. A little excessive. Not a big fan of Brock Huard. Quick question. Brock Huard, worse announcer or worse quarterback?
I think he's a better announcer.
Ooh.
I would say
slight or heavy?
So I would say worse football player.
Okay. Sean?
I don't know. I didn't listen to that game.
Oh. So we'll say worse player. That's a good answer. Buckeyes come in, 19.5 point favorites going to Loser Land.
19.5.
Over under 60. Yeah, so you want to go home dog plus 19.5? You want to get action?
No. Pussy. I want nothing to do.
Pussy.
Yeah, I like it.
You like what?
I like that action.
You going to take those points?
No, I'm going to give them. I thought you were talking about that. I'm giving them. Yeah, okay. No.
Go, Sean. Yeah, give me your score.
The score? I got 41-17.
Oh. Okay.
I was good.
So Buckeyes do what? Buckeyes roll early, or is this a third quarter kind of game?
No, I think we'll probably get out up early, and that's why I was going to go 41-10, but I think they'll get a garbage touchdown late in that deal.
Okay. Jeff, what do you think?
I got 42-20.
Oh. Very similar.
Yeah. 42-20, we cover the 22. Our offense, they might get, a late touchdown, maybe get something on some bullshit, but I think for the most part, we're going to see a pretty good defensive performance overall. Okay. Like I said, Freifogel, dude, if they get a ball short field or something, one jump ball to him, he can make a play over any of our DBs. He proved it against John Wade. So I think we cover. I don't think we're ever less than 10 ahead, except for like maybe the first quarter. But I think we're pretty much in control of the game in all aspects.
Okay. Well, I'm going 52-14. I think this gets ugly quickly. I think the Indiana-Michigan State game last week, it was a bit of a pounding for them physically, and it works out well for us because we're going to run the shit out of the ball, and I don't think they're going to be physically ready for the onslaught.
They were in a tough football game. That was, it was a big, emotional game for them, I felt, too.
That Penn State one was, too.
Yeah,
the Penn State game was a big game that they might have been reeling from,
I think, and this is why I wish I would have bet the under on their season wins. I think they were overblown from last year, and it's really hard to recreate, especially that defensive turnover margin and shit. I don't think you can do that year after year. The Vegas line setters don't even factor in turnovers because you can't plan those, you know, for Iowa this year, just like Indiana last year. They don't even factor that into their lines. So I'm going big time. I go big time. 52-14, Buckeyes roll. And let's microscope it. Sean, you've had a chance to think about it. What do you think on offense for your microscopy?
Well, seeing that you brought up what's-his-face for Walker III for Michigan State, and they held him to 84. I get a lot of talk up here. This kid's Heisman contender. He'll be in the top five. He'll be in the room. I think, you know, the guys ran against a bunch of marshmallows, and he only got 84 yards today. I kind of want to shut him up and see my boy Trey, you know, do his thing and get, you know, 100, 180 scattered between pass and run with two touchdowns.
Okay. I like that. Excellent breakdown, Sean. Gold star for you. What do you think, Jeff? Who do you got on offense?
Let's see. Well, let's just go back to Chris Olave.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch it up and go with the same guy every week.
I want to go with Emeka Buka. I want to go with...
Oh,
I
for
see
fuck.
Some, I want to see... Yeah. All right. Let's go with maybe the fourth receiver on the team, fifth receiver that's going to get a lot of playing time. He's showing a lot on kick returns. I want to see this kid break one. I want to see just make him. Yeah, he's had some wild plays where, you know, people that are watching, but he doesn't have any national notice yet. I want people to understand, to hear that name. And then they realize he's a true freshman, and I want the collective nation to go, oh fuck, they got another one. So, like, you know, we get this game in the scoring range you're talking about, Joe. We're gonna see a lot of big movement. And I just want to see this dude make some wild plays and you know, get noticed, get some run. Because I think he's exceptional. I think he looks great. And the way Day talks to him, he said he's so professional, he's so strong, because that's why we trust him implicitly to return kicks.
Yeah, definitely.
Mecca. I hope the game goes the way we want, so we can see more of them and him and Marvin Harrison and those guys. Everybody wants to see. I want to need to see the new shiny toys.
All right, I'm going CJ. This seems like a layup to me.
I guess we could all pick the quarterback every week to put our keys on. Obviously,
no, you can't pick the same guy as somebody.
I mean,
else.
Obviously, okay.
Well, nobody else is taking them. Who else am I going to take? Seems obvious.
Well, right? Let me pick first every week. How's that?
No, that's not going to happen. Make sure. If you want me to not choose the quarterback, you want to take the quarterback out of the equation?
No. I mean, obviously, yeah. Obviously, everybody's going to have their – we focus our eyes on him every single play, all game. So
I'll go – I got one for you then. I got JSN. He'll be my offensive player to watch. No more CJ, all right? We're calling a moratorium for the next 6 weeks.
Mark. It's like it's a given. Like, who's your eyes going to be on this game? Everybody is, you know, it's just a given. Everybody should pick somebody else inside the quarterback.
All right.
Obviously.
Okay. Sean, let's go to defense. What do you got? I know where you're going.
You have no idea.
I have a big idea.
No, you have no idea. I know what you think. I know what you think, I think. But I'm going to go with my boy Jack Sawyer.
Oh,
curveball. You didn't see that shit coming, did you?
No.
Yeah, because I want to see, I don't want to see Penix, Tuttle, Diamante, Legal carving us apart. I want some rush. I didn't really know who to take on the D-line. I already took Tyleek Williams. That's still my dog. But somebody, one of these D-ends, I need a little bit more production.
Yeah.
Early in games.
Okay.
And so
I'm going to take who I thought you were going to take. Okay.
Steel.
Yeah, I'm taking Steel.
He looks good, man. He looks good.
Like, like Kerry Combs said the other day, he's a see and go guy. He doesn't pitter patter, doesn't pat his feet. He sees and goes. And
coaches love that shit.
He's gonna start taking reps from Taraja, telling you.
He should. I support that 100%.
What do you got coaches, on defense, coaches, Jeff?
I was talking about Freifogel earlier, and I'm going to look at the corner that I'm guess I don't know if they're going to be matching up with him, but I want to see. My eyes are going to be on Denzel Burke. He's getting some run nationally because he's putting up stats. The more some of the PFF stuff and more for analytical stuff in depth. They're showing that he's one of the best in the country right now.
Yeah,
he's going to have a test. Freifogel made a NFL DB and a couple time All American look shitty last year. So
yeah.
And I don't. Obviously, we don't really run a defense where we're gonna have a guy following Freifogel, but more times than not, I think Denzel's gonna be drawing that matchup. So that's where my eye is gonna be. We don't need this guy going for like 228 and three touchdowns, no. And that'd be a ball game.
I don't see that happening.
I don't think it is either. But if we put them in a good spot where they can attack us, inside our 30, one jump ball, pass interference the way it is nowadays, the receivers have a huge advantage. We just don't need to give them a lot of extra chances with a guy that can make the plays.
Yeah. All right. So we got her hammered out there. Seems like the Buckeyes should roll pretty easy. So let's get into some football talk. Week 7, let's recap a few games here. Not a lot of great ones. Again, they've had four teams from the Big Ten East in the top 10 in the polls, plus Iowa was up there. UCF at Cincy. Cincy crushed them as they should have. I got them in my top two, actually, in my college football playoff top four. You guys got any takes from that game? It was a blowout.
No, I mean, just that I think Cincinnati's going to run the table. I think Cincinnati has, from what they've done to this point in the season, deserves to be number two. The problem is Cincinnati isn't going to be able to, improve their resume. I don't think Cincinnati's the second-best team in the country. I think we beat Cincinnati by, double digits. I think if we played them, we'd be double-digit favorites right now. So... I appreciate what they've done. I don't think they're going to lose to anybody left on their schedule. And it'll be neat to see them get in if they do. Better not take our fucking spot.
Well, see, that I don't know if you would. I don't know if you'd ever see two teams from Ohio in the playoffs together. That'd be fucking crazy. I think if Cincinnati gets in, it would be at the expense of the Big Ten champion that would have. It has to be two losses. It has to be a two-loss Big Ten champion for them to get over. Undefeated versus a two-loss Big Ten. That's the only way I can see it. Because the names. Because if it's us, if we win the Big Ten, they're not taking Cincinnati over Ohio State. Nobody is. Nobody in that room is going to say, we're making TV shows. Remember? That's what they're doing. They're not putting Cincinnati in over Ohio State. Ohio State's a better TV show. More people will watch that show. I think Cincinnati deserves. I think they deserve to be number two or three right now. But when we play the next, we play three more top 10 teams. It's going to change. Unfortunately for them, they're not going to have another test really. Maybe somebody will be ranked by the end of the year that they play, but
I think they got SMU late, right?
Yeah. SMU probably is. 20s. And they said SMU would probably has the only possibility of a ranked opponent, really. So Ohio State
to play three teams that are in the top 10 coming up in the next 2 months, and possibly four.
Right,
to me, that's it's going to be a leapfrog, and frankly, early wins or early losses are forgivable. You can recover from it.
And I don't know. Oregon is ten. Oregon's five spots behind us, but we both have one loss. But we lost to them, which is considered a good loss, and they lost to Stanford, which is considered a bad loss. But if they lose again, when does that good loss of ours to Oregon start to look bad because they're not actually good?
I think what you're missing is you've got people looking at college football, and they're all saying, "Hey, the Buckeyes are looking like they're like the Buckeyes." This is one of the best teams in the country. I'm not hearing a bunch of talk like that out of Oregon. It's like, yeah, they're kind of ranked good. They're decent. They got Thibodeau and a couple other dudes, but
yeah, there's not a lot of national hype on them, right?
Excited. Yeah, nobody's super excited about them, I don't feel.
You're right. Yeah, I agree. I don't hear that.
Frankly, I don't think anybody's super excited about anybody except Georgia. And so that, to me, leaves a lot open for, I think, if there's a year a non-Power 5 can get in, this is the year.
This might be the year that a first time a two-loss team makes it, too. Yeah, you could definitely see a two-loss team making it. Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, most of them still have to play each other, so there's going to be multiple losses with those schools. It just is going
to
happen.
You lose two, you're done. There's no way. You lose two, you're done.
Look
at it this way. The best two-loss team in the country would be Bama if they lost two, right? If they lost to Georgia.
That's what I'm getting at. If Georgia, say Georgia's got
Bama,
one. Say,
I don't think Bama would even get in at that point is what I'm saying.
But if there's no undefeated teams, say everybody's got one loss. Even Cincinnati, everybody's got one loss. There's nobody undefeated. At the top, a two-loss Alabama will get in. If everybody's got one loss, there's always been a couple undefeated teams. That's why it automatically rules out the two-loss teams. But anyways, my top four right now, you got to get Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma. They're undefeated, so they're gonna get ranked. I don't think they don't look good. I don't think Oklahoma's that good. I don't at all. But because they're 7-0, they're gonna be at least three. These aren't my personal rankings, but I think how it should be ranked right now.
Who are your personal rankings actually?
All right. Well, no, my personal rankings. I think we should be considered the fourth best team in the country. Bama should be still the first best team. Georgia, the second best team, and
for real?
Maybe Cincinnati, the third. Go that way.
And you did have Oregon up there in your, I believe, third hole a couple weeks ago.
They just ugly loss to Stanford. They run defeated, and they beat us. They run defeated and beat us. I was like, fucking Oregon might be for real. They look like what we all kind of thought Oregon would be, like a 10-2 type team, 9-3, losing to Stanford. I mean, my personal ranking, I think Bama's still one of the four best teams in the country. I also think we are.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's proven that they've beaten everybody they are. Cincinnati looks a lot better than Oklahoma does. Now, competition might not be equal. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying watching them perform.
No, but Ritter is
Cincinnati looks a lot better than Oregon.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's pro. He's a pro, and I tell you what, I think Oklahoma might start taking off now because they with Rattler sitting, that Caleb Williams, man, that dude. I watched a lot of that game. He looks for real. He looks like it's different. Like a Justin Fields, like coming in, and it's like, oh, this looks different.
And that's great. I agree. He's definitely a big play guy compared to Rattler. Rattler was just a dink and dunk, like more efficient guy. A lot of throws over the middle, for 10 to 15 yards, where Williams can go, he obviously had that 65-yard run for a touchdown. So I don't know if that is going to last, especially when you get into a playoffs. Okay, so let's say they get into a playoff. I think that the story just ends the same as it always has. They get smoked by a better team. Bama, Georgia, us. You know, yeah. a better defense, which they have not faced yet. A better defense bottles him up. And again, let's remember he's a true freshman, right? He's not not a redshirt.
A true freshman, yeah.
Yeah. So I know what defenses like to do to young guys. They're going to blitz the fuck out of you, you know?
Yeah, right. He looks like the real deal now. It looks like they're going to be way better off and look more like the Oklahoma offense as usual.
Maybe.
With him. I think the offense, it seems like the offense that Riley wants to run, a small sample, obviously. You know, he came in against Texas and just took the game over. But that game last night.
Yeah.
He looked great. So,
and again,
but no, I don't. They're shaky. I can't believe that they've gotten through all seven games without losing yet, because they look like they could have lost half of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that game Saturday could have gone either way. Texas again is lost. I think. I don't know why you stopped feeding Bijan in the second half. The dude is a monster. Could have really milked the clock and saved you some possessions and still scored points. So they got really no defensive challenges coming up the rest of the season with this garbage schedule. You know, they really had a weak-ass schedule.
Sure. And undefeated Oklahoma is making the playoff. We know that. I mean, they're going to they'll lock you.
I could see them get tripped up by Oklahoma State or Baylor, Iowa State, that's still on their schedule, because I mean, I don't think they're that much better than those teams.
But that's true. Yeah. We all agree that if they do go undefeated, they're going to be one of the four.
I was expecting K-State or TCU to trip them up, honestly. Just because
K-State's good for doing it. Like every couple of years, K-State gets them.
Exactly. Yeah, it's history, really, more than anything.
Yeah, I can totally see. I would totally see. I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma had one or two losses playing and winning the conference. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati likely, I mean, should go undefeated. Mm-hmm. Say we went out and we play. Well, we won't be able to play all three, Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State, with all of them being in the top 10, because they're going to play each other also, so there's going to be losses accumulated.
Right.
So by the time we play them, we might be able to play two of them in the top 10, say, mm-hmm. right? Two. So, and then Iowa. Hopefully Iowa wins out for us. If Iowa stays one loss and we beat them in the Big Ten title, that's huge. But if there are three losses, how big does that look? You know, since we're not undefeated, a one-loss conference champion, one of so there might be one left out. If Bama beats Georgia and then they're each got one loss, then that means they're both going in.
Yep.
So, you know, there's 1-2, and if Oklahoma goes undefeated, there's 3, and then it's us, Cincinnati, or the Pac-12.
Well, does a one-loss Oklahoma make it in, though, if you trip up against these guys that are ranked pretty low?
I think one loss conference champ Ohio State makes it in over one loss conference champ Oklahoma. That's my opinion, and I think that's just because it's we're the Buckeyes and because it's better for everyone if we're in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying that's fair, but I mean that's the program that we love is the program that's a fucking blue chip of the blue chips.
It's a tougher conference to win it. Hey, it's a tougher conference.
Yeah, I think we'll have a tougher. Yeah, our loss. Who knows what our loss will look like compared to what their loss will be, but we will have beaten how many teams that were undefeated, at Halloween, or at least.
And it's not fair. But I'd take Oklahoma over a one loss ACC champ. But there's probably not even any of them left, or a one loss.
No.
I'd take Oklahoma over those, all things being equal.
Yeah.
But
it's branding. I mean, brands go a long way, and Oklahoma's outside. If we're not on the other side of that conversation, Oklahoma's the bigger brand,
99% of the time.
But if you look at the games on the back end of these schedules, theirs is much, much weaker than ours. Coming down here the last 6 weeks, their schedule is fucking weak, dude. And I'm not sure Oklahoma State's still going to be a top 10 team. I don't think so. I really doubt Oklahoma State's going to be number 8 as they're ranked right now by the time they play them at the end of the year. We got Iowa, Penn State, we got Michigan State and Michigan. Michigan State, Michigan and Penn State are all top 10 teams. Our last 6 games. So
but you know, it's crazy.
Strength of schedule to say something.
It should speak loudly. But before the season, you know, Michigan's win total was 7.5. Michigan State was finished last in the East, I think, or right by Rutgers. So those two teams came out of nowhere. Penn State's coming off of a season where they looked like shit early, but they won their last 4, had some momentum, but everybody was down on Penn State. And in the Big 12, look at Iowa State. They were the fucking darling, right? Iowa State was the year they were preseason. Preseason what, 6 or 7?
And that's why these preseason polls actually do matter, because they help shape the season and the rankings going forward.
Michigan State was nowhere near being ranked preseason. Mm-hmm. And then, what do you know? It's fucking 7 weeks in, they're undefeated.
Michigan State's season win total was 5.5.
Right. They passed it before Halloween.
Yeah, we were all on the under.
Right. Because everybody, everything that they told us, Sparty's a fucking wreck. Sean, you fucking live there. I'm basing it, Sean, I'm going off what you said. You're like, yeah, nobody's really super excited around here about it. And then out of nowhere, we got a dude leading the nation in rushing. We got all-purpose dudes. And Mel Tucker's a goddamn genius.
Yeah.
Well, they brought in 15 guys,
And a lot of people were taking the under on Michigan's win totals. I heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, 7.5, right?
I was on that under. Yeah. I was on that under.
It's paid for like the last 5 years. All of the Harbaugh tenure has paid on the under.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they were going to be 6-5 playing us. And then, you know. But, yeah, so, Iowa State took a shit. I don't know who else was really. Texas was supposed to be good with Sark. They're not. Texas is nothing special. Yeah, Texas is nothing special at all. But they were hyped up early in the season. I'm just saying.
For no apparent reason.
Right, just because of names. Probably just because of names. But
well, you got to go on something. I think it's legitimate to, take educated guesses at where people are.
How did nobody see Michigan State coming? I didn't look at their roster.
No one saw Peyton Thorne. No one saw Kenneth Walker. He brought in, actually, no one saw the whole damn team.
He brought in 15. Okay, I knew he was one of the heaviest.
And he brought in some
heaviest transfer portal.
At important positions. He's got a transfer from Bama. He's got at corner. He's got a transfer from Florida at corner. I mean, Peyton Thorne obviously has, he's been in the league for 10 years. He brought in 15.
Crouch or whatever, he's from somewhere. Big, I think, it's a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his connections working at Bama and stuff like that down in the South. He knows how to build those programs. Yeah, get some corners from the South.
Yeah.
Get some D line.
That's what he did. You know? Yeah, he built from important positions: quarterback, corner, receiver. Right? Didn't they bring in a receiver or two? They built at the important skill positions, not from the. The lines, the more interior, not less important, I guess I would say. So, Michigan State's no joke, man. It's going to be interesting to see how they pull this together. I'm not saying they're not a Big Ten contender for the championship, not at all. But these guys.
I like the way that running back was running early. That Peyton Thorne looks comfortable back there. But their defense I don't know. I'm not sold on him yet. The good thing is this Big Ten second half is going to be some serious football, man. We got some nice games coming up.
Well, I think Indiana showed how to stop Michigan State is make them drive the length of the field. You know, not necessarily just play punt back and forth, but make them put together consistent drives. I don't think they can do it to put up against Ohio State. I don't think they can put up 40 points, 35 points in a game.
Well, they were living off of 60-yard plays. I mean, I don't know if you've seen like all the plays Michigan scored on this year,
yes.
But
yeah,
the bombs
right.
and the long runs from that Walker off of screens were, I mean, just crazy stuff. And if you can limit those massive plays,
those are like turnovers. You can't plan on those.
But they were getting four a week, like for the whole season until they start playing somebody.
I agree. Yeah, well, Reed and Naylor both were putting up 200-yard games here and there.
Yeah, there was some stupid stat that I heard of. They both got 200, and the running back got like 100 or 200 or something.
Yeah, but that's not practical. Those were against like Youngstown State, fucking Rutgers,
West Kentucky.
Exactly. So Walker put up 260 against Northwestern in Week One. So. You gotta judge the source here.
Everybody's numbers are gonna come back down to earth here a little bit because it's big boy football time.
Yep. This is almost November.
Air's getting a little crisp up here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a crispy day. Humidity was down to 50%. That's a big deal.
Hey, did you guys catch the end of that Cowboys Patriots game?
What team is that?
The Patriots and the Cowboys. Maybe you've heard of them. They're kind of popular.
Don't pay attention.
Bullshit.
Belichick's post-game quotes were priceless, of course. They said, what about the impact of one of their running backs? He goes, well, we played three running backs. All three were active. All three had a role. Because they said, what about the impact of so-and-so tonight? And he's like, we have three running backs active tonight. And then the guy says something about the next question was, what did Dak Prescott do? You know, and he goes, I think I just answered that. And stared at the guy. That's what he said. He goes, I think I just answered that question. And just stared at him, deadpan. Like, that's awesome. I couldn't do that without cracking up.
I don't care. I like Belichick.
I do. I think it's hilarious. I don't know why people ask him questions still. Like, I wouldn't even bother going in there. Unless you wanted to fuck with him, because you're not going to get any information out of him.
I would ask him about his wife.
Ooh.
Slash.
You might get kicked out for that.
I mean, all these NFL coaches are full of and, you know, sprinkled with mistresses.
Of course.
And
Not my guy Herb.
No.
He would never.
No. Legit.
No. That was a family friend that was trying to get him to dance for.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was helping her out with a little test she was looking for. You know, we were talking about the cancer tests earlier. I think she was having some cervical issues.
Yeah. Prostate. I mean, I'm due for a prostate exam. Yeah. Maybe I'll call Herb.
Yeah. You know what you do? We've all done this. And it's when you're feeling down and low, you go back to a place where you feel like, you know, people know you. You go back to your own restaurant.
There's a guy on the field. There's a dude just ran on the field.
Come on, man. We're not watching the game.
But I got you.
So, yeah, you go back to your place where you think nobody's watching with a phone. Nobody has a camera on their phone, you idiot.
Yeah, how do you not know that? Like, are you not aware of that?
Urban Meyer, did you think you were going to go in the NFL, Urban Meyer, and fucking go be a playoff team?
Well, no, I don't think that's it at all. I think he just feels like, you know how these coaches are. I mean, they think they can get away with anything.
No, I think Herb's a fucking scumbag.
and I think he's a fucking douchebag.
Wow.
And I think that everything
coming in hot.
Yeah, because fuck Urban Meyer. As far as all his preaching bullshit goes and whatnot, you know, that fucker's been up there preaching to everybody about this and that, you know, and we all gave him a pass after Florida and shit, and then Ohio State and head thing. I think he's an amazing college football coach. But fuck him.
He is quite a bit of contradiction as far as, you know, he talks about faith and everything, and he doesn't always live up to everything he's talking. But I mean, very very few people do.
They don't, but I feel like I don't know. I feel like Herb was extra. You know, you got to be a good person, and that's the type of people we want to be around. And that we got no tolerance for any of that shit, and you know, type stuff, and punished. And had detrimental, life-affecting punishments on young kids that did what he did when he's fucking 55. So,
you show me a college coach.
That's what grinds my fucking ass.
Let's talk. Yeah. Then if you want to go down that road, let's talk Coach O. Let's talk Hugh Freeze. Let's talk Lane Kiffin. Let's talk basically any coach in college football and NFL, they're all in the same fucking boat, dude.
Maybe, but not really. I don't think they're all sanctimonious as Urban Meyer. I don't think Lane Kiffin throws it out there about how fucking great of a dude he is. He's like, I party down and fuck bitches. You know, Lane lets you know.
No, he's a party guy. No, I disagree. I never heard Lane say that. Lane was married when he was banging bitches at Alabama. When he was an OC,
down there in Florida, everywhere.
Oh, right. In Boca, I'm guessing at FAU.
No coach comes out and says, "I fucking party," because that is a recruiting.
None of them say it, but Joe, when you're going to local bars, and like you said, we live in a fucking camera-free society. If you go to local bars and hanging out with fucking coeds and shit, you are fucking saying you don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Urban came back to Columbus that weekend. He's like, the Columbus, the Buckeyes are doing great right now. They get everything rolling. I want to go back and be associated with that, not associated with the 0-5 Jacksonville. You know, go back, get some love, go to my own place. You know, oh hey, Urban, you know, do a great job.
With him doing it. That's not me. That's him and Chelsea do. I got no problem with them doing it. Again, I'm just taking it from the point where he's probably ended kids' college careers and stuff for similar shit like that. Hey, you're inappropriate with a girl or something like this. Hey, you're fucking out of there. We got no tolerance for it, you know. Mm. And that's the part that grinds me. Like I said, hey, I'm not mad at you, Herb. I mean,
I don't know where you're pulling that from. I'm questioning what your point is. Like players that he's ended their careers. Who?
Like, well, I don't know. I don't think
Carlos Hyde took a swing at a girl, and he sat out 2 or 3 games. I don't know what you're talking about, Sean. I don't think he's ended players' careers.
Okay. So nobody been kicked off the team the last 4 years.
No, but I mean, I don't.
The last 4 years under Meyer. What were those kids doing?
Well, like Jayshon Witt and Amir Reef, those were criminal. That was criminal. Yeah, it was criminal rape. That wasn't, I don't even know if they got convicted, ended up, but they were going to, they were charged with a crime.
I don't think those two are in jail. I think there's a bunch more incidents like that. Again, I just think the way Herb is sanctimonious about it all, I love it. It feels dirty to me, man.
And that was my point, Sean, is...
I got
there. Every fucking coach has done this at every level. Whether it's lower level.
Everyone is as sanctimonious and preaches about it as much as Herb.
Okay. I think
Herb. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Lane Kiffin is down there. Oh, you know, you got to be so good and this and that. We don't tolerate, you know, this and that. Lane doesn't preach that. It's like, hey, man, I'm a football coach and that's what we're trying to do. And I don't think Lane tries to be goody-goody two-shoes like Urban does.
Okay. What about Saban?
Saban? I don't think.
You think he lets some shit slide here and there? Maybe if it's a good player.
Yeah. Probably, of course. I don't know.
I think
you probably should let stuff slide. You let legal hand. I mean, unless something's egregious. But kids are getting suspended all the time for things that we don't know about and whatnot. And you know,
because they don't have to tell us. They don't have to tell us. You know, so it's just,
yeah. You know, some of it's these types of things. And I don't know. I think I'm over. Let's go, Ryan.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate everything you've been here. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great coach.
Here's the real question. Are you a Trussell or an Herb guy? Both did things wrong.
I don't know why you have to be one or the other. I don't know why you have to be one or the other.
You gotta choose a fucking side. Okay. Both did things wrong. Both lied.
What are you talking about? As a person or as a coach?
As your coach, your favorite coach, as a whatever you determine to be important to you, Sean.
I deem both those things important.
Yeah. So what is most important to you from your coach?
I'd want Trussell for the person.
Trussell won a title.
I'll take Herb for the coach and Trussell as the person.
Played for two more. They played in three national titles.
Trussell lied to the NCAA, tried to hide things about Terrell Pryor and Depot and the other four guys.
He knew they'd get in trouble.
He protected his players. So is that a bad thing? Trying to protect your players, but getting ratted out or found out through whatever, people analyzing your computer and seeing fucking emails. So which is your coach if you got an Urban Meyer who practices but doesn't necessarily, I mean, preaches, not practices, the religious aspect and the, like you called it, sanctimonious-ish issues versus Trussell, who was Mr. Ohio State, stand-up guy, answered the music. I'm curious.
Is humble.
Humble, yeah, great point. Yeah. Herb's a little more brash.
No, I already said it. In a game, I want Urban Meyer.
Okay.
I want Herb because Herb made Ohio State next level.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm happy with Brian Day.
But what about Trussell? The question was Trussell versus Herb.
Yeah, I take Herb. Herb built a juggernaut. Okay.
Sean, that's not in-game coaching. That is program building.
I would take Herb to build a program. Urban's the best program builder.
And I'll take him in-game coach as well.
Trussell had a way of playing that I don't necessarily always agree with. So Trussell was eight clock, three plays, punt it, pin them deep, play defense.
Okay, we're not talking play-by-play because that style doesn't play anymore. Iowa is the only team that does that shit now. So that doesn't work in today's football. I'm talking coach as a person. Like we were just talking about all of the issues of Urban Meyer, and Sean was saying how he's a terrible person and – sanctimonious, but
I don't know if he's a terrible person. He just, fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what I say? I would say
that's
this
pretty strong.
Off the top of my head,
that's pretty strong joke. For a guy that won a fucking title.
It is strong, but I respect the opinion, Sean.
He ran out of Florida. He ran out of town here, and he's going to run out of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Excuse every fucking where he goes. Trussell didn't make up a bullshit excuse. He can.
Oh, he got fired.
He went down protecting his players. Joe, what I was going to ask you, off the top of your head, think of most of the losses in the Trussell era. Just the big ones off the top of your head. We never really lost any game. We never really got upset, I don't think.
Right.
You know, like we didn't have a Purdue or Iowa those 2 years.
That's 17 legit.
And 16. 17 and 18. But, right, I mean, I think when Trestle lost just in the national title games, we just got outplayed, better teams, you know. We lost to USC, I remember, a couple times. They had, like, a 95-yard drive to end the game when they with Matt Barkley and a bunch of pros.
Texas.
At Columbus. Texas. They won a national title. You know, but there weren't a lot of games. I don't remember any games where we were heavily favored like Purdue and then just got the shit beat out of us. I don't know what that means. I'm just saying, I don't think Trestle ever got us majorly upset. Whereas it just, and I don't think it was Urban's fault. I'm not blaming Urban at all, but it happened on his watch. That's all.
That's all
water under the bridge, though, right? Because I think that Ryan Day is the best of both of them. I think Ryan Day can keep the momentum of this program. I think Ryan Day is, from what I've seen, I mean,
I like his in-game coaching.
I like his in-game coaching on offense. He stays away from the defense. I like the way he handles the kids. I like the way he handles the media. I like that guy.
Yeah, I wish he was a little more forthcoming, but I get why he's not. I understand he's protected information, and so I understand. I just wish I had some of it, you know. I just wish we could get more answers, us as fans. But he can't give it to us and not the national people, so I get it. I wish he was a little more open about what was going on in the program, but like I said, I understand why he's not.
Well,
Trestle was bad about that too. Trestle just talked for 20 minutes each answer, like he was politicking, you know, filibuster.
That's what he was doing. Yeah, I mean, guys, I don't know. You guys got like selective memory or some shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on with you people, but Trestle went 8-4, 10-2. 11-2 with a bowl game in there, 11-2, 10-3, 11-2. He was not a perfect coach in winning games. This 8-4 year, he lost to fucking Northwestern, Wisconsin, Iowa, and fucking Purdue. So let's not even try and compare.
Joe, that was the year me and you went to Iowa. I bet.
I don't even know what you're talking about here. We're talking about a good dude and a bad dude. You think because Urban won more games that makes him a good dude? I'm sorry.
No. Because you just said, Sean, you just fucking said that there was no Iowa or Purdue losses.
I didn't say that, but
I did. I did. That was me.
Sorry.
I was thinking like major upsets. But I don't like that year Troy Smith sophomore year or something. No, I don't remember that year. I mean, you're right.
But to Jeff's point, to back Jeff up. You know what? When we were 8-4, we obviously weren't that good. When we lost to Purdue and Iowa, we were really fucking good. That's what I'm saying. We weren't on top of the world like, you know, John Cooper and then losing to Michigan type shit. Trestle didn't lose. When it was all on the line, he didn't play like shit and pull up tents usually. Not that I remember.
The thing is, we've had, except
against Urban Meyer in a championship game.
We've had 5 straight Hall of Fame coaches, though. That's not bad.
You call Cooper Hall of Fame?
For his overall body of work? I think he's inducted.
He goes for a long time, yeah. He's in the hall.
He's in the college football. Yeah, he's in the college football. He was really good at Tulsa and Arizona State before us, but
yeah.
I think he's in, right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got.
I don't know what the criteria is for the College Football Hall of Fame coaches. I mean, but if they elected him, I'm just saying they elected him. I don't know if I'd put him in, unless there's like 300 coaches in there. I don't know how many coaches are in there.
Joe, I forgot to tell you this. I have a great story. Friday night, met a friend out at the local bar, and the guy that's like running the bar there, whatever, he strikes up a conversation with us. Fucking played at Ohio State in the 70s.
Okay.
Talked to this guy for about an hour. Ted Smith, I think.
Hmm.
Huh.
Fucking recruited by Woody. Like, you know, fucking Woody. He knew Woody. He knew Bo. Mm-hmm. He knew all those guys, and he wanted to be a fullback. He's like, he's like, Woody recruited me. He's like, yeah, we'll make you a fullback. He goes, and then after I got there, they're like, no, you're going to be a guard. And that's because Michigan wanted him for a guard. He's like, I don't want to be a guard. I want to be a fullback. You know, back when fullback was cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it was pretty cool. That dude had some stories. And then he went on. You know, he's you know, mid-60s at least, or 70s. Mm-hmm. The fucking dude's had quite a nice life.
That's nice. Cool.
I forget some of the players he said that he played.
I would love to hear, like, what he was. You know, like, how he really was.
He liked it. He said he was great. They loved him. And so he won a natty, right? He played, like, 74, 75. He won a fucking natty, too. Isn't that what like 74, 75, 76, I think?
No, because that was Archie Griffin, and we didn't win a national title with Archie Griffin.
Oh, he's from Gibsonburg. Okay, I see him. He is 6'1", 240. Yeah, that's not a huge guard.
In 74?
And now he's old, and he's still a solid-ass dude. But he ain't a guard, you know. He was a big, fat motherfucker.
He was a consensus All-American in 75. That's saying something.
Yeah?
He was cool as shit, man. Yeah. He sat there and talked to me and my buddy.
Nice. So he lives up there, or what?
Yeah, and I guess I said, is this your place? It's a really cool bar here in Birmingham. And he's like, no. He goes, my buddy owns it. He said, he goes, but I was in like, he goes, I used to run clubs, and I own some clubs. And they're like, oh, yeah, which ones? He goes, well, I had one in Chicago, and then I had one here in Detroit, and one in Houston. And I was like, oh, fuck, I had clubs.
You have to party.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me about the divorce and this and that. And he's a cool cat, man.
And that's why he got divorced, and that's why he's tending bar on a Friday night.
Oh, no, he's kind of there. Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think the dude's super loaded, and
he wasn't picking up extra shifts, right?
No.
All right.
And I liked it because he was around there, and he saw us with an empty drink. He's like, "Hey, get these guys the drinks." Yeah. That's right, bitch. My guy's down here.
That's right. Spread the wealth. It's huge. So, all right, boys. Great show. I almost need to turn this into two shows. From our beginning to our transition into this week,
I'm not transitioning, bro.
You already transitioned. You've been booked as a transitioner. So,
I go by different pronouns.
Yeah. As always, folks, we appreciate you joining the show. Thank you for listening. Hit the site. We do have the T-shirt giveaway coming up. Jeff, Sean asked me this question last week. I want to make sure that you're aware. You don't have to join the contest, okay? Because you're not eligible. So you guys are not eligible.
No shirt for you.
No. You tell me if you want a shirt. I'll get it for you. You just can't ruin the giveaway because we're trying to involve the listeners. You know, it's a marketing scam.
All right, good looking.
All right. Thank you.
Gotcha.
We do have new designs out there all the time, so get out there, check them out, check out the shirts. We have a camouflage design, all camo shirt I came up with.
It's huge. I can't even see it.
Yeah, you shouldn't, especially if you're outside.
It's that good.
Yeah. So, as always, we appreciate you guys. Jeff, Sean, thank you. Great show.
Yeah, bro.
And we will hit you up next week. Peace.
Bye.
Later. Deuces.